Give the Lord a big clap of hand as you took your seat. All those who are here today, I don't know whether we didn't have over 20-something countries that came to worship with us in the month of April. 30 nations. Incredible. Those who are here among them, can you stand and wave your hands? Let's recognize you from different countries of the world. You came in here and you are among us. Wave your hands and give the Lord the praise. We're happy to see you. We're happy to have you. And thank you. And you shall not return back the same way you came. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Give the Lord the praise. Take your seat. Those worshiping from different locations, ICT, if you now have the leading, you can show us, depending on how led you feel. From Manchester, from UK, from who are all worshiping. No, I told you, they are showing us because they are now led. Give the Lord a big clap. All of you watching and all of you connected from everywhere you are, all in one service together. Enugu Central, Refugees, Cotonou, Benin Republic, everywhere you are together, everywhere. But Port Harcourt Central, Dunamis London Central is up there. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Give him a bigger clap and a louder shout of praise. Not one of us will live here the same way we have come. In Jesus' precious name. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1, all the way to verse 2. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all the nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. It's a blessing Sunday for the month of May. The subject this morning is rising to the top by the blessing. Anybody who will be rising to the top by the blessing this morning, shout the loudest amen. You will be rising to the top by the blessing this morning, shout the loudest amen. Our objective is to understand the power of the blessing that to produce eminence in life. The power of the blessing to produce eminence in life. We said in the first service that the blessing of the Lord makes people to rise to the top, both in influence and affluence. Rise to the top in eminence and in abundance. That the blessing makes for an enviable existence, not a pitiable existence. It's Manchester Central. Those who are blessed of the Lord are subjects of envy. They are never victims of pity. I want to use two words, and that is blessed people live superlative and super abundant lives. Superlative. Excellent. outstanding and super abundant life. Bless people. And it doesn't matter their color. It doesn't matter their nation. It doesn't matter their race. What matters is what is upon them. There are people hearing the sound of my voice this morning. You are about to rise in an unusual realm of blessing in the name of Jesus. If you believe that, shout the loudest, amen. You believe that, shout the loudest, amen. The last time any devil had the cause to look at you with pity shall be the last forever. I don't know who it is, but there is someone hearing right now. In a short while to come, you shall become the envy of your community, the envy of your family, the envy of your nation, and the envy of your generation. You believe that, shout the loudest, amen. We are going to look at two examples or three examples of blessed people and what the blessing did in their lives. Number one example in this service is Jacob. Jacob was a recipient and beneficiary of the blessing. Starting from his father's house, when he brought his father venison in Genesis chapter 27. And in verse 27, all the way to verse 29. And he came near and kissed him, and smelled the smell of his raiment, and blessed him and said, "See, the smell of my son is as the smell of a field which the Lord has blessed. Therefore, God give thee of the dew of heaven, and the fatness of the earth, and plenty of wine, corn and wine. Let the people serve thee, and nations bow down to thee. Be Lord over thy brethren, and let thy mother's sons bow down to thee. Cursed be everyone that curseth thee, and blessed be he that blesseth thee." Wow. Jacob, you move from there to Genesis chapter 28, after he fled from Esau, and he laid down in Genesis 28 from verse 12, he dreamt a dream. A ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to the heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, "I am the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed." And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, to the east, to the north, to the south, and in thee and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Wow. Keep going to verse 16. And Jacob awaked out of his sleep, and he said, "Surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not." What a blessing. And then you move on to Genesis 32, verse 24, where he wrestled with God. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, "Let me go, for the day breaketh." And he said, "I will not let thee go except thou bless me." And he said unto him, "What is thy name?" And he said, "Jacob." And he said, "Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel, for power as a prince has that power with God and with men and has prevailed. There are people seated here today. The blessing of God is about to answer on your life in very unusual ways. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudmost amen. What was the outcome of the blessing on the life of Jacob? Overwhelming abundance and increase. What I had called earlier on, affluence. Overwhelming abundance and increase. In Genesis chapter 30 verse 43. Genesis chapter 30 verse 43. And the man increased exceedingly and had much cattle and made servants and men servants and camels and asses. He increased exceedingly. In Genesis chapter 32 verse 9 to 10, he was speaking to God and he said, and Jacob said, O God of my father Abraham, and God of my father Isaac, the Lord will say to me, return unto your country and to your kindred, and I will deal with thee. I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies and of all the truth which thou hast showed unto thy servant. For with my stick, one stick, I passed over this Jordan, and I am returning with two troops. When I left my father's house, and Esau was pursuing me, it was a stick I left with. I am returning back now with two caravans. I don't know how you came into Abuja here, but I know in a short time, Jehovah shall multiply you. I don't know how it has been with you before today, but the blessing of the Lord shall overwhelm, and overrun your life in a short while. If you believe that, shout the loudest, amen. What was the outcome for Jacob? Do you remember that there was famine in the whole world in the days of Pharaoh? And Jacob sent his children to go and buy food from where? Anybody knows? Egypt. See how he sent them to Pharaoh the second time. Genesis chapter 47 verse 18 to 26. Genesis 47. When the year was ended, they came unto him the second year and said unto him, we will not hide it from my Lord. How that our... That's not the one I want to read. Genesis 41, verse 11. How he sent his children. To Pharaoh. Just one moment. Somebody say, the blessing is my portion in this season, in the name of Jesus. The blessing is my portion. Genesis 43 and in verse 11. And their father Israel said unto them, if it must be so now, do this. Take of the best fruits in the land in your vessels and carry down the man a present. That is people, those were people that were going to look for food to buy. Carry down a present, a little balm, a little honey, spices, myrrh, nuts, almonds. Does this description look like people starving and looking for food? No, they had food. What they were looking for was variety. They had food.
Now you go to the next verse. And take double money. We have excess money. We saw money in your bag last time. Maybe they mistakenly returned your money. Take double money in your hand. And the money that was brought again, that is triple. Take money twice. Take a third portion of the money and carry it again in your hand. Peradventure, it was an oversight. That was how poor Jacob was in the land of scarcity. Hey! Hey! There are people here in a short while when others are looking for how to get money. You will be looking for how to give money. That amen can be better. Lift your right hand and say, when men are cast down, I shall be saying, there is a lifting up. Lift your right hand and say, in the name of Jesus, because of the blessing, my case is always different. Lift the right hand and say it loud. I say, in the name of Jesus, because of the blessing, my case is always different. Listen, take your seat. I'd like you to see how different the case was. Now, I move to that Genesis 47, verse 18 to 26. Genesis 47, verse 18 to verse 26. When the year was ended, this was the story of famine in Egypt. When the year was ended, they came unto him, that is to Joseph, the second year, and said unto him, we will not hide it from my Lord, how that our money is spent. My Lord also has our heads of cattle. There is nothing left in the sight of my Lord but our bodies and our lands. Wherefore shall we die before thine eyes, both we and our land? Buy us. They were selling themselves to eat. Buy us and our land for bread. And we and our land will be the servants unto Pharaoh. And you give us seed that we may live and not die, that the land be not desolate. And Joseph bought all the land of Egypt for Pharaoh. For the Egyptians sold every man his field because the famine prevailed over them. So the land became Pharaoh's. Verse 21. And as for the people, he removed them to the cities from one end of the borders of Egypt to the other. That is, he has bought everybody's land. He has even bought their bodies. Only the land of the priest he did not buy. For the priest had a portion assigned them of Pharaoh and did eat their portion which Pharaoh gave them. Wherefore they sold not their lands. Then Joseph said unto the people, behold, I have bought you today. I have also bought your land. You will never reach that point. That amen is not a good one. You will never reach the point where you will sell yourself to eat food. And it shall come to pass in the increase, when you have a harvest, you shall give the fifth part unto Pharaoh, and four parts shall be your own. That's 20% tax for seed of the land, and for your food, and for them of your households, and for food for your little ones. And they said, you have saved our lives. Let us find grace in the sight of my Lord. And we will be Pharaoh's servants. And Joseph made it a law over the land of Egypt unto this day that Pharaoh should have the fifth part except the land of the priests only, which became not Pharaoh's. Now stop there. They have sold their lands. They have sold their bodies for food. Now, do you want to see what was happening to Israel at this same time? Next verse is 27. Go back to verse 26. And Joseph made it a law over the land of Egypt unto this day that Pharaoh should have the fifth part except the land of the priests only, which became not Pharaoh. There is another land, verse 27. And Israel, the sons of Jacob, they dwelt in this same land where people were selling their bodies and selling their land. They dwelt in the land of Egypt, in the country of Goshen.
And they had possessions. And they had possessions therein. Inside Egypt, where others have sold themselves and sold their bodies to survive, they had possessions therein and grew and multiplied. I said, this is inside Bible.
You don't have to die with the death of your generation. You don't have to dry up because everybody's drying up. Hey! Look at that verse 27 again. And Israel dwelt in this, not in another land, not in America,
not in the UK, in the same Nigeria,
in the same Egypt. And their possessions exploded. They were becoming billionaires, while others were becoming slaves. They were becoming wealthy, while others were selling their lives. I am anointed with an apostolic and a prophetic mantle this morning to announce to somebody, in the land of unusual scarcity, you are about to explode in unusual prosperity, unusual supply, unusual supply, unusual supply, unusual supply.
If I stop here now, I have overpreached today. Lawyers know that evidence is the death of arguments. You pull up the evidences. It is overwhelming.
That when men say they are cast down, if you are connected to the covenant and you are connected to the blessing,
there can be the lifting up. I used to say it doesn't matter the exchange rate, how much the naira is to the dollar. All you need is to have more nairas. My wife reminded me yesterday that I used to say in those days, it doesn't matter if bread is 1,000 naira. That now bread is almost going to 1,000 now. In those days, it was unthinkable to think that bread could be near 1,000 naira. It was unthinkable. In the real one days. But something is happening here.
Somebody shout at the top of your voice, my case is different. Say from the case of the people of the land. Shout it at the top of your voice, my case is different. Say after me, I cannot be swallowed up by what swallows others. I cannot be swallowed.
Take your seat. And that blessing is working on Jacob today. Jacob is the land of Israel. Jacob, our topmost, America relies on Israel. In major ways, in many ways, in flight security, the NASA Space Center, and several things that you will not know in many ways. That is why they are rigidly by them in United Nations resolutions. One out of every five Nobel Prize holder is an Israeli. Called the power of the blessing. Nobel Prize. In chemistry. In medicine. For peace. Anything you call. And you know that the Jewish people are the only people who can be president in other countries. To my notice. Throughout history, a Jew has been president of Australia, Jew president of the United Kingdom, Benjamin, that's Prime Minister Benjamin Disraeli. Disraeli. President in France, president in Honduras, in Ukraine. All over the world, they are citizens of the countries, and then they become, and they rise naturally, because if you put the right gas in the balloon, it doesn't matter its color and its location, it will rise. The helium gas, put it in a black balloon, it will rise. So God is putting something into you today. It is called a blessing. There are people seated here, your generation, your lineage, will never know what is called shortage. They will never know what is called scarcity. They will never know what is called begging and borrowing. Say that amen like a believer. Say that amen like a believer. Give the Lord a praise as you take your seat. Did somebody receive something here this morning? I need to round off because time is racing. That was Jacob. That was the impact of the blessing on the life of Jacob. Time will fail me to go in detail on Joseph. It's our second example here, I believe. Joseph. Joseph was the man that had the blessing of his father. Genesis 37 verse 3. When his father gave him the coat of many colors. And in Genesis 49, verse 22 to 26, when Jacob blessed Joseph, Joseph is a fruitful bough, even a fruitful bough by a well, whose branches run over the wall. And he continued on and on in the blessing of Joseph. And Joseph became the most influential person that lived in his generation. In Genesis chapter 41, verse 39 to verse 44, when Pharaoh said, can we see a man like this? That was what the blessing did. He gave Joseph both influence and affluence. Our third example this morning is the example of Jabez. Jabez was a man who cried out to God and demanded the blessing of the Lord. In 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9 to 10, when Jabez prayed and asked that God, Jabez was more honorable than his brethren, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou would bless me indeed, enlarge my cause, that your hand might be with me, that you will keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. The outcome of Jabez was that Jabez became the founder of the city of Jabez in 1 Chronicles chapter 2 and in verse 55. Bless me indeed means give me a blessing that is undeniable. Bless me in visible ways. Hear me. There are people here today and people connected all over the world right now. This season, God shall bless you until the devil shall recognize it. Like we said in the first service, Job chapter 1 verse 10, verse 9 and 10, Job was testifying. Satan was testifying. Job chapter 1 verse 9 and 10, Satan answered the Lord and said, does Job fear God for naught? Hast thou not blessed him in verse 10? And made the hedge about him, about his house, and about all that he has on every side? I am Satan, I am devil, but I want to testify that you have blessed this man. You have blessed the work of his hand. You have blessed his substance. And his substance is increased in the land. Everybody can see that this man
is blessed. In Isaiah chapter 61, verse 7 and 8, he said his seed, verse 8, nine, and their seed shall be known among the Gentiles, and their offspring among the people, and all that see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the seed which the Lord has blessed. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. I announce and prophesy to somebody. Everyone who sees you from today will testify and they will confess that you are a seed that God has blessed. They will see your family and they will confirm that God has truly blessed your family. They will see your children and confirm that God has truly blessed your children. Say the loudest amen. Say a louder believers amen. Lift your right hand up and say, I am blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed. Shout the loudest, I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. And take your seat in the presence of the Lord. What is your secret? Your way to the blessing. I'm going to be as sharp as possible. That's dunamis, my degree there. I will breeze into my degree before the end of this month. And I say, that's Accra, Ghana there. Give the Lord a big clap and a loud shout of praise. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! What is your way to the blessing? Number one is your hearing and obeying. Your hearing and obeying God. Job chapter 22, verse 21 to 23. Acquaint now thyself and be at peace. Thereby good shall come unto you. Receive, I beg you, the law from his mouth, and lay up his words in your heart. If you return to the Almighty, you shall be built up. Thou shalt put away iniquity far from your tabernacle. Go ahead. Then shalt thou lay up gold as dust, and the gold of Ophir as the stones of the brooks. 25. Yea, the Almighty shall be thy defense, and thou shalt have plenty of silver. Give the Lord a shout of victory. Say after me, say, plenty of silver and plenty of gold is my portion. He said, receive, I pray you, the law from it. There is something God is saying. There is something he wants you to change. There is a friend he wants you to leave. There is an investment he wants you to divest. There is something he wants you to put your money into. Receive that law from his mouth. And shortly, you will lay up gold like dust. And the gold of Ophir as the stones of the brooks. The Almighty shall be your defense. And you will have plenty of silver. That direction, that instruction that is to give you your next level of financial explosion is coming your way right now. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. That direction is coming your way right now. Second scripture is Isaiah chapter 49, verse 10. He said, they shall not hunger nor thirst, neither shall the heat nor the sun smite them. For he that has mercy on them shall lead them. Even by the springs of water shall he guide them. This is the meaning. You don't want to hunger and you don't want to thirst. Let him lead you. Let him guide you. They shall not hunger, they shall not thirst. Neither shall they heat. They won't know the heat of the sun. Why? The one who has mercy on them is leading them. And he won't lead them on dry land. Even by the springs of water shall he lead them. The days of scarcity are over for somebody. You are that person, your amen will be the loudest. The days of dryness are over for somebody. You are that person, your amen will be the loudest. Number two, your living, that's your way of life, will connect you to the blessing. Psalm 5 verse 12. For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous with favor. Will you compass him as with a shield? The Lord will bless the righteous. Are you looking for the blessing of the Lord? Then you attract it with a clear conscience. You attract it with uprightness of life. You attract it with righteousness. You have packed yourself into the house of a man that has not married you. Or you are quartering a woman you have not married. And you are looking for the blessing of the Lord. It doesn't work. You have not yet married, but you are functioning like people who have married. The blessing of the Lord will not walk near you. You cannot be trusted with money. The Bible says, if you are unfaithful in the unrighteous mammon, who can give you true riches? If you do little business and there are stories everywhere, who can give you real money? Which God will give you the real blessing? Your living, your way of life is a point of contact to your blessing. You know, there are people when they say, sit, you better stand and start going. And those people come to church too. If they say, good morning, look at your time. It may be afternoon. You say, those people come to church too. Very well. Judas Iscariot went to church. Lucifer was in heaven. They go to church very well. Not to come and change, but to come and cause confusion. To come and get some endorsement. Maybe to come and look for a wife. I told you some time ago how somebody came to church. Drunker man came to church. Said there are good girls in church. All these wayward girls, I don't want to marry them. Himself is wayward, though. Let me find a girl, a good church girl to marry. So he came to church and found a church girl who also came to church. If I marry from outside, the husband may suffer me. Let me just behave like I'm a Christian and marry somebody in church, a man who can really take care of me. So that was how she came. The two of them jammed each other and married each other. When they got home, the man opened his bottle of beer to drink. The girl lit her cigarette. The man said, I thought you were a Christian. The woman said, me too. One draw. That was how alcohol jams the grit. I mean, you see, the Bible says, be not deceived. That is, the only person that can be deceived is yourself. In any attempt to deceive man or God, you ended up deceiving yourself. Please, if you are looking for the blessing of the Lord, you may not be perfect, but be brutally sincere with God. Did you hear what I just said? Brutally sincere with God. I see the blessing of God coming for someone. You believe that? Say a loud amen. That is your living. Number three is your serving. Your service to God is your doorway into the blessing. You see how service distinguished Isaiah chapter 1 and in verse 19.
If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Proverbs chapter 27 verse 18. Proverbs 27 and in verse 18. Whoso keepeth the fig tree shall eat the fruit thereof. So anybody who waits on his master, you are waiting, you are on duty for your master. Counseling duty, ushering duty, soul winning duty, you shall be honored. And now in Luke chapter 22 verse 35, this is raw evangelism. When you went out, when I sent you, and he said to them, when I sent you without pause, without scrip and shoes, did you lack anything? And they said, nothing.
The young man said he was going out on evangelism. He was doing all these things. And suddenly, Jehovah God honored him, empowered him.
The blessing of the Lord is looking for the servants. Don't ever be too big to serve in church. Don't ever be too big to win souls. Yesterday, I was asked to dedicate a water factory not too far from here. A member of this church. I wish we recorded this so we can show some clips of that factory. Beautiful place. Industrialized system. And I saw different segments of the work. And I told the man, I said, my greatest excitement is not that you have a place that is making for you income, but my excitement is the impact of this place. That there are people who have where to go every morning to earn a living. You have not just established a place of income. My mind, my heart just went to him and to all the staff. As I see those putting the bottles, those all manner. Oh. And at the end of the day, I led everyone in the sinner's prayer. And there is nothing as successful as a success that is making others successful, spiritually and otherwise. Please, don't ever be too big. Don't ever be too big. Don't ever be too big to serve in the house of the Lord. That is service in the sanctuary and service of soul winning. And number five, the fourth one, is your giving. Do you want the blessing of the Lord? You cannot escape giving. What sort of giving? The tithe. Malachi chapter 3 verse 10. Bring all your tithes into my storehouse. The storehouse. That there may be meat in my house. And prove me now herewith. Saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Pour you out one blessing and there will not be enough room. One blessing can sort you out for life. In Hebrews chapter 7 and in verse 8, it said, and here men that die receive tithes. But there he receiveth them of whom it is witnessed that he liveth. I heard the story of a woman, a widow woman. Every time she brought the tithe to the father of the Reverend Mike Mudok, Reverend John Mudok, I believe was his name. And he said, don't bother about the tithe. Keep the money. It feels like asking the woman to leave the money. And the woman said, I am not giving you. I am giving God. God said I should pay tithe. Because we don't need help. And you are still paying tithe. After a while, this woman came to the reverend and said to him, I cannot even quantify my worth right now. And he said, what happened to you? He said, the government just discovered oil in her property.
It's a different ball game here, there than here. They just discovered oil in my ground.
Wow.
I will give you a blessing. One that settles you for life. I prophesy to somebody. God is about to open a door that your generations to come will continuously benefit from. You believe that? Shout the loudest amen.
That's the tithe. The next one is the free will offering. The free will regular giving. Zechariah chapter 8 verse 12. He said the seed shall be prosperous. The vine shall give her fruit. And the ground shall give her increase. And the heavens shall give their due. And I'll cause the remnant of these people to possess all these things. The seed shall be prosperous. Seed. There is power in seed to cause prosperity to happen. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6 and 7, he said, but this I say, he which sows sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which sows bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give not grudgingly of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. Seed power unto prosperity. Number three is a project. This is literally building the house for God. Psalm 122 verse 9. Because of the sake of your house, I will seek your prosperity. Psalm 132 verse 1 to 5. And Jacob said, I will not sleep until I have built God a house. 1 Chronicles 29. Verse 1 to 3. Again, Psalm 122, verse 9. Psalm 132, verse 1 to 5. Second, 1 Chronicles 29, verse 1 to 3. God gave David stupendous abundance because he put something in the house of God. The season of building is the season of increase. Number 3 or 4 now is soul winning seed. Zechariah chapter 1 verse 17. He said, cry yet saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, my cities, true prosperity, shall yet be spread abroad, and the Lord shall yet comfort Zion. That is, if you are involved in spreading my city, spreading the gospel, you cannot lack prosperity. Somebody say amen. Number 5 is the less privileged. Giving to the less privileged. Proverbs chapter 22 verse 8. Proverbs 22 and in verse 8. 18. Alright. Let's move to Proverbs 28, 27. He that giveth unto the poor shall not lack, but he that hideth his eyes shall have many a curse. Everyone around you, and of course, they say charity begins at home, and the scripture says, do good to all men, especially those of the household of faith. People around us that are victims of scarcity and shortage, they are the opportunities for our lifting. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say the loud most amen. And finally, it is given to the blessed, to the people who carry the blessing or the oil of God. Genesis 12 and verse 3, we saw how God promised to bless everyone who blessed Abraham and to curse everyone who cursed him. Galatians chapter 6 verse 6, let everyone that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. You are under instruction, under heavy impact. He said, you are duty bound to communicate to those who impact your life. Somebody say a loud amen. 2 Kings chapter 4 verse 8 to 10. We saw how the widow of the Shunammite woman decided that this man that passed by me continually is a holy man of God. Gave him bread to eat, water to drink. And at the end of the day, literally built him a chamber. That broke the yoke of barrenness that had plagued them and moved their lives to another level. Like I said in the first service, this last one is highly misunderstood because there are those who will try to use scriptures like this to manipulate people and to put you under pressure to give to them, coerce you, cajole them. But this is something that is done voluntarily, out of free will, and out of divine leading. If anybody ever puts you under pressure, that see, I am your pastor, give to me, then you know that that is the spirit of covetousness or greed or mammon. It's something that is done voluntarily. Something that is done willingly. Something that is done excitedly. Something that is done persuasively. You know that you know that you know that there is a blessing on this vessel. There is oil on this vessel. I trust God to connect with this oil. I trust God to contribute to the blessing on this life. I started that over 20 years ago on my own profit. What is my percentage of tithing became my percentage of release in that direction. Changed my life permanently. And whether the devil likes it or not, I will never beg nor borrow till Jesus comes. And I prophesy to you in the name of Jesus, the yoke of scarcity, poverty, bondage, empty-handedness over your life is broken.
If you are saying amen, jump on your feet and shout the loudest amen. Take your seat 1 minute so you can do it well. Hallelujah. One more time, God has changed the story of somebody, and you are the one whose story has just been changed. Stand on your feet with a shout of victory. Hallelujah. We have the communion ready, and in a short while, it shall be distributed, and we shall receive the blessing of the Lord upon our lives. But I want you to celebrate because a blessing is already on you before even the release. Let us rejoice and be glad, giving the glory to God, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. Tell someone around you, tell them the blessing of God in your life shall be so strong that the devil himself shall recognize it. Let's celebrate. Let's go. 3 minutes.
Let us rejoice and be glad, giving the glory to God.
For the
marriage of the Lamb has come, and the bride has made herself ready. Let us rejoice and be glad, giving the glory to God. For the marriage of the Lamb has come, and the bride has made herself. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah for the Lord our God.
Let us rejoice and be glad, giving the glory to
Appreciate him, honor him, adore him, magnify him, give him the praise, give him the honor, give him the adoration, give him the worship. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. Elion, thank you. Adonai, thank you. Mekadesh, thank you. We worship you. We honor you. In Jesus' precious name. Lift your hands high and pray for 2 minutes. And say, Father, I make demands on your blessing like it was on Jacob. I make demands on your blessing like it was on Joseph. I make demands on your blessing like it was on Jabez. I make demands on your blessing and I receive the blessing. Now, open your mouth and pray. I make demands on your blessing. I make demands on your blessing. Like it was on Jacob. I make demands on your blessing. Like it was on Jabez. I make demands on your blessing. I make demands on your blessing. I make demands on your blessing. Like it was on Jacob. Like it was on Joseph. Like it was on Jabez. I make demands on your blessing. And I receive it now. And I receive it now. 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 I receive now. I receive now. I receive. In Jesus' precious name, lift your hands. Father, thank you because it is done. Someone with the right eye condition, I don't know the condition it is, glaucoma, cataract, itching condition, whatever it is in the eye, right eye is healed right now. The liver is healed right now. That right side of the chest condition on the breast area is also healed right now. Lift up your hands everywhere. Everywhere you are this morning, and you are in need of forgiveness for your sins before we take the communion and release the blessing. You know Jesus is not yet Lord over your life and you want to be forgiven of your sins and to make Jesus to be Lord over your life. Anywhere you are this morning, I would like to pray for you. I want Jesus to be Lord over my life. I want today to mark a new day for me. Wherever you are, pray this prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Those who pray that prayer, can you wave your hand? Let me see you. You pray the prayer to God. Wave it up. God bless you.
I'll give you the count of 10. And I want you to rush to the front quickly. I'll leave for Jesus day after day. Be the first to come. Come with your Bibles and your bags. 1.
I live for Jesus.
And 2.
Day after day. I live for Jesus.
And 3.
Let God what may. The Holy Spirit.
And 4.
I will obey. I live for Jesus.
And 5.
Day after day. I live for Jesus.
And 6. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. Please take your seat, the rest of us. I'll still call forth more people this morning. You are bound by an addiction, drink addiction, tobacco addiction, immoral addiction, lying, stealing, duping, fraud, gambling, anything that seems to have taken over your life, and you want your life back. Not just taking over your life, but has the ability to take you to hell. I'd like you to be free from it this morning. Pick your Bibles and your bags and quickly rush to the front. That's this second category. Or you have come out like this before, but you are not living the life as a child of God. You want to make it right with God. Quickly rush forward here. I'll give you the count of 7. 1.
Oh, I live for Jesus. I live for Jesus.
2. Place your right hand on your chair and pray after me and say, Lord Jesus, I come before you today to surrender my life to you. I have decided today, Lord, to follow you. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. The grace to live for you, I receive that grace. And I thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of sin broken off your life. Grace to live for God, released upon you. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.